Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. And Lyle, we can finally get to those business openings.
Yeah, I know you. Some of the former or longtime listeners may be, because sometimes we've led off
start
with this.
That,
and,
yeah.
And so it's a good tease to keep people listening, I guess, this morning. Well, Brady, one of the things that we do is that we have a group of people that get together once a month. They usually take December and July off, but they kind of put together we just ask some people that are kind of in the know in the community to help us put together lists of businesses that are opening and or may open or under construction. And then, again, as you've pointed out, we're always open to hearing from the audience if there's a question that they have about an area. And sometimes we just don't know the answer, so we try to find out. But so anyway, we didn't do this in December, and we're still trying to get caught up in January, I think, because of the cold weather and stuff. Some construction, especially outside construction, has slowed down some when the bitter cold we've had, and the holidays obviously play a role. So next month when we do this in February, we'll have even more updated information. But you know, since the last time that we really talked about this, so we're really talking about probably about in the last 6 or 7 weeks, we've done some ribbon cuttings for Cowboy Chicken that has opened, and they're over at 322 Southwind Place. We've the Manhattan Oral Surgery, 4201 Anderson Avenue, Building E, that's open.
The Cowboy Chicken, that's where the sirloin stockade used to be.
No. This is over in Seth Child Commons shopping area. Target and Panera and all those that are over there. That just opened. And then in the West Loop shopping area, Smoothie King, I believe they are now open there where the UPS store used to be. And the UPS store just moved down a little bit in the shopping center there because they were going to open on January 9th. Caldwell Banker did some tenant alterations, and I think they're done with that. And, of course, if we go to Aggieville, the Dusty Bookshelf, where that had that big fire last year, and it's been kind of slow to get that going because there was a lot of issues that had to be worked on. On Bluemont Avenue, kind of across from Aggieville and next to the Bluemont Hotel, is a brand new apartment complex. People can see that going up now very easily. I think they're up building their third story of a four-story apartment unit. I believe there's going to be 37 units in there, and they've got some 2 and 3 and I think even 4-bedroom units going in there. So that's definitely under construction. Some big news that we've reported on and has been approved by the City Commission, and one of the buildings is under construction, but over at the Manhattan Business Park, which is over by the Manhattan Regional Airport. That's where Florence Manufacturing is, Flint Hills Beverage, Covan Moving Lines, and Florence Manufacturing. There's several businesses over there. That's a city-owned park, and we've got two new buildings that are going in there. Right now, actually under construction, is Pioneer Seed, which they hope to open late summer of 2018, is going in the Manhattan Business Park. They've had some offices and locations in Manhattan, but they needed to expand and consolidate so they could have everything under one roof. And so that building is under construction in the business park. And then Kansas Gas, we just approved the purchase, City Commission did approve the purchase of the land. And again, Kansas Gas has been in with Westar over here on Seth Child. And because Kansas Gas has expanded and Westar here locally has expanded, Kansas Gas needed to get its own location and building. So they're going to make it more of a regional office, and they're going to consolidate some offices. So they're going to, I don't think it's started construction yet, but they hope to have their building completed in November or December of 2018. And that is also in the business park. And so those are two new buildings and lots that the city has recently sold, and some construction on both of those are going to be happening over there. And actually, we've got a couple of other businesses that are now looking at the Manhattan Business Park for some sites. So we're excited about those opportunities. Downtown, Hayden Orthodontics has moved down to 524 or 514 Humboldt Street. And then Trinium, which is a construction company, is redoing the old VFW building right in downtown Manhattan, and they're going to move in there this year, early part of this year. So we're excited about that. Over on Fort Riley Boulevard, this is a city project. This is the Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center that is going to start construction in 2018, and that's going to be at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. This is part of the master plan that the city is working on, where they're trying to build some indoor recreation centers, and the citizens voted to build two indoor rec centers, both at the two middle schools. This was not part of the bond issue. This was part of a grant that the city has got, and they'll be starting construction on that in that area. So again, that's at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. So again, the construction will begin in 2018. Over on the northwest side of town in Grand Mere, Schultz Construction has two different new residential areas that they have under construction. They're putting the infrastructure in for those right now. Joint Fit Chiropractic is relocating from Candlewood to 2004 Clock Tower Place. Prime Lending is going into 3810 Vanesta Drive, lot number one. The First Christian Church has bought land over in the Grand Mere area and got a contractor, BHS Construction, and they hope to build a new church out in that particular part. Colbert Hills has got a master plan, which they don't have construction dates, but the golf course actually wants to build, along with its restaurant that it already has out there, some additional event space. And K-State wants to build a new golf facility out there. Of course, the Colbert Hills is the home golf course to Kansas State. You know that. Before we were going on the air, we were kind of talking about down here on East Points Avenue, where Sirloin Stockade used to be. They tore that building down, and there are two new restaurants that are going in there. And Panera Bread is going to have a second location in Manhattan, and that's at 325 East Points Avenue. And then Raising Cane's, which is another chicken place.
Raising Cane's.
That is the one that is going at 325 East Points Avenue. So, again, that's where the Sirloin Stockade used to be. The building's been torn down. That property was sold. And so two new restaurants are under construction that are going at that site. So people on the east side of town can look forward to having Panera Bread and also another chicken place. Fox Home Improvements is going to be building a new facility out at XL Road and Highway 24 because they're a company that's been growing and expanding. Robbins Commercial Trucks, they also own the car dealership on the west side of town, and they're going to put a commercial truck operation at Highway 24 and XL Road. And then people going down Highway 24 can see that there's a mixed-use development that is going in at Heritage North. Heritage South is right there where there's a lot of businesses that have gone in there over the last 10 years, and now they're developing, the developers are developing the north side, and that's going to be mixed-use. We don't know everything that's going in there yet, but hopefully as we move forward, we'll get some more information. But again, that's on Highway 24, and Heritage North is putting some of the infrastructure in. Kansas State University, and I know you have people come on and talk about that, and we've talked for several years. The K-State Student Union is trying to get that wrapped up, and they're remodeling, and they pretty much got that all done. And I think they're just waiting now for JP's restaurant, which will be its second location in the Student Union. I think that's supposed to open here. It may already be open in January. So some exciting things there. Pi Kappa Alpha House and Beta House are doing new facilities. They're doing new construction. So got a sorority and fraternity that are working on some of the stuff for a new facility there. Let's see. We've got moving over around Seth Childs Road, Little Apple Toyota Honda has just finished up an expansion. They've had their 28 Amherst Avenue. What used to be the Schramm Building, which is now as Robbins, took down their old facility, and you've got a brand new facility that has opened up there on the west side. Manhattan Area Technical College continues to do some alterations on some of their buildings. The K-State Foundation is building its second office building, and that is pretty exciting to see that going in there. And there are going to be some new businesses and things that will be announced that are going into the K-State building. And that's up on Kimball. Over on Stag Hill, just recently gotten restarted again. Genesis Health Club is going to build their new facility. That kind of got stagnated for about a year, and now they're working up in that area with some infrastructure and things. And again, the weather is kind of holding a lot of stuff up, and we'll be talking about this still for a number of years yet, but NBAF keeps moving forward, is on schedule or a little ahead of schedule. And again, I know on In Focus you have several people come in and kind of update your listeners on that. Right close to the K-State or K-Man or studios here at Casement Road and Marlette Avenue is a new apartment complex that's a 622 unit. That is open, and they are filling units, but they're still finishing up some of those units there, so it's not completely taken care of. And if we go over to West Anderson by Scenic Crossing, which is at the corner of Scenic Drive and Anderson, of course, the city has almost completed doing a project there where the new roundabout is open and a lot of infrastructure, sidewalks, but that is also going to be the home of a new ShopQuick at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue, and they've just got their preliminary plans done. It's going to be a nice facility, so they hope to start construction on that here very soon. And then a second facility, ESB Financial, is going to put a second location, the bank out at that location at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. And also out in that same area, Wildcat Creek Golf and Fitness Center is in the process of going to make a huge addition to their indoor facilities there, and they hope to start construction here when the weather improves and have that done by the end of this year. So,
and quite a list.
We're almost done, so we can take another break, but. Washington Dance Studio is doing some alterations at 1125 Waters. And we talked about Robbins Motor Company on the west side of town where SRAM used to be. Has done some renovations there. And then we've got some other apartment buildings on the west side of town that are under construction. So that's kind of what we know for now.
Quite a list. And that's the short list.
That's the short list.
There's one, and I don't know if it's an apartment building or a housing development that's on Marlette, just west of Nelson's Landing. Are you familiar with anything
going
there?
I think that's the large one you're talking about.
No, it's not the Links. It's not the Links.
The Links is right over here.
Down off Marlette. That one's the one that's pretty much done. But it looks like that they're starting to put some...
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. In the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know off
the top
of my head.
It just continues.
Yeah,
you get people hitting you up with this stuff every day.
I know.
What's going on?
Well, the one thing that we didn't talk about is where Kmart used to be. And, of course, that's you got part of that. You got a lot of new vacant spaces, and there's a lot of rumors around town of what those are going to be. And we've heard the rumors, but we haven't had anybody say that particular business is going in there.
Nothing definite yet.
Still nothing definite there.
Mystery continues. We'll come back and wrap things up with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler.